wrongs, all of you! Were my instructions not perfectly clear? Of course they were. I speak very eloquently and precisely.
Clever, kid. Real clever. You used dental floss to stop a time bomb. But it's gonna take more than your cute little tricks to get us out of here alive. Now, out of my way!
Well, I bet you don't want to play with bubbles today, huh? Since we played with bubbles yesterday, yeah. Me neither. Bubbles are stupid, blah. Except, I love bubbles!
Mr. Montebank, I assure you, despite the efforts of those meddling canines, our project is on schedule. And if they return, they'll be dealt with permanently.
Yeah, it's that thing where you open what you think is a tub of yogurt and need a big spoonful of sour cream. Anyway, that's why I'm in jail.
Oh! Now, I hardly think now is the time, Mr. Coolidge. Ice cream in December is downright barbaric. Next, you'll be telling me you enjoy a cup of hot cocoa in July.
Top of the morning to ya. It's 3:30, and you decide no to arise from your beauty rest. You can take your top of the morning and shove it, Seamus O'Grady.
Herbert, you are the filthiest man. What if the neighbor saws?
Look, Donna over there. Hi, Donna. Isn't my Herbert just the naughtiest?
Well, nobody asked you, Donna.
That's a great idea, Malcolm. My dad's a baker, so he has tons of aluminum foil. Our dinosaur models won't just be life-sized. They'll be super-duper shiny, too.
Aren't you the sweetest little things? I could just gobble you up. Oh, don't be ridiculous, kiddo. It's just an expression. Besides, I'm fresh out of mustard.